You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another Facebook message. This one from Jessica. Check out the way she starts her letter. Hey, Dominic and Jer Bear.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Jessica. She goes, we listen to your show every morning, and I hope you never, ever leave. I don't know what your contract situation is, but go renegotiate right now.
Okay. I'm up for that.
Get Queen Bee on the phone.
All right.
Queen Bee would be like, shut up.
Whatever, guys.
She'd be like, you guys still got a year and a half to go.
I know, we do, don't we?
Relax.
Or is it just a year? Well, yeah, about a year and a couple months, I guess.
Well, for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yours is different.
Oh. Anyway, that's not the crux of her letter. She goes, here's a question that I hope you can talk about. My daughter is in middle school, and this week, one of her teachers gave them what I think is a strange assignment. They're supposed to each lay out their life goals. Not what they want to be, but actual life goals. Jessica writes, so now my daughter has spent the last couple of evenings getting almost depressed because she can't even decide what she wants to do next week, let alone for her life.
Jeez.
What do you think about listing life goals? And what are yours, boys? Jessica.
What an intense subject matter.
That's something from middle
school.
What
grade was that? Seventh?
She said
seventh,
middle,
eighth, seventh? You don't know.
Yeah, seventh, eighth.
Just to get through middle school, I think, would be the top of the list.
Boy, ain't that
life
the truth.
Worst 2 years of my life.
I did okay in eighth grade, but man, seventh grade?
Brutal.
Beyond brutal.
Well, I guess, how far into your life do you have to go with these goals? Like, are you saying, like, they need to be accomplished by the time, like, you're 80? And you look back and you're like, I accomplished all my goals. Or can you just have life goals for, like, November?
Well, stuff that I've read over the years, and I'm no expert, but I have read stuff about this whole goal-setting stuff. And what they've said is you should have a one-year goal, a five-year goal, and a lifetime goal.
Wow. That's a lot of goals.
A lot of goals. But the thing is, at least with the yearly one, that'll change every 12 months, I guess.
But I think all three of those could change. And then what? Are you disappointed with your life if you don't achieve any of those?
Well, I don't know. It depends on which way it goes. Because what if you are light years ahead of your goals and you're like, hey, this is so good. And maybe you're light years ahead of your goals because you set goals in the first place. Because we all know people who have zero goals. They have no plan for their life at all.
You're just going with the flow, which might be better sometimes. I don't know. Not as much pressure.
I don't get that because personally, the way I'm wired, and everybody's different, but I'm wired to be very goal-oriented and to always have stuff that I'm working on. And I know you are, too.
Yeah, we have goals here on the morning show, and we're meeting them, I think.
Yeah.
In a big way.
But how to ask a seventh or eighth grader
That's
to list
hard.
A life goal?
Can you do baby steps? I've also read that you should wake up every day with a life goal or a daily goal that you should accomplish that day, so then you can rest easy knowing that you can sit back at the end of the night thinking, wow, I accomplished something today. I was productive.
I don't necessarily want to.
You don't want to do a day goal?
I don't want to necessarily give a free plug to this app, but I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about this kind of stuff, and they were pimping their little app that they had. I guess it's a free app, and it's called WinStreak. So I downloaded it because it's free. And Jeremy, I have not used it once.
Oh.
I've not used it once. And what it's supposed to be is it's supposed to be almost the exact opposite. So that at the end of the day, and I don't mean that the way that phrase
right,
is generally
like your boss
used,
says it.
Right. In the Yeah, exactly.
This is really at the end of the day, at
this
night.
Is literally at the end of your day when you're going to bed. You're supposed to open up the app and see you put down today's wins. In other words, what happened today that was a win, okay? And then right under that, you put tomorrow's wins. So what you're doing is you are validating that you did something well today.
Yes.
And then you're looking forward. And so it's just
and
one day at a
time. Setting yourself up for the future to do something
right,
good as
but
well.
But it's just one day
That's
at a time.
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. And I feel
like
an idiot.
That would fizzle out, though, pretty quick.
I never even used it the first day I got it. But, I mean, it's there, and I like the concept.
I do kind of like that.
A lot of people do it with a journal next to their bed.
It's like saying you're grateful. It's a twist a little bit, I think, on that.
Sure.
You can combine the two, I think, but I don't know. Like, honestly, if I step back, like, life goals, I don't
life
know.
Life goals, Jeremy.
I mean, everybody, I think you have your general, you want to be successful in your career, you want to raise your family properly, you want to enjoy the benefits of compound interest,
Well, then maybe you put these down as your life goals.
So I guess that's fine. I want to go to Iceland. So maybe that could be a goal. Travel could be a goal.
Yeah. Are people going to confuse this with the old bucket list thing?
Or the vision board? Blech.
Why you got to make that sound? We got listeners.
Because I beat you to it.
Okay. All right. So I don't have a vision board.
Right.
But I know that it works
for some people. Yes.
That whole...
I'm just going to stare at a picture of Iceland. No, you got to actually book a ticket, make the money to go there. And...
That was always my thing about that movie and book and the whole racket, that scam called The Secret
yes.
that so many millions of people fell for.
Just think about it.
And they're like, all you have to do is imagine it and it will happen.
It will be there.
And I'm off to the side going, are you kidding me?
Here I am working.
In other words, I mean, it takes no effort on your part. You just close your eyes.
I want a BMW in my driveway.
Wish it to happen. No, you got to go out and make it happen.
Right.
Anyway, life goals. So,
does anybody have them?
What if we asked our listeners?
Do you have weird ones, strange ones?
It's a fun Friday.
That's the thing. I mean, we've covered kids, job, travel.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Hey, Shannon. Shamalama, run in here real fast. Do you mind?
Uh-oh. Don't trip.
Because Shannon is 23 years old. So I got to know, do you have a life goal?
Like we discussed, I don't really know what that means. I have goals for like the week. But for my life?
You don't
I
have
wanna,
a life
how far
goal?
In your life
I
your 23.
Rescue a bunch of dogs. That's a goal.
So that's a goal.
Adopt. I know you don't like the rescue word.
No,
I want to adopt a bunch of dogs.
No, I don't care about people.
That's a goal.
But beyond like the actual your life. Do you have a goal for it? Like,
I don't know.
Where do you want to be when you're 45 years old?
Oh, that's so hard to answer.
So you don't.
I don't even know.
I don't know. It doesn't mean I'm not ambitious. Stop looking at me like that.
No, I'm not looking at you like anything. I'm just making eye contact.
What is that? What is that father?
No,
what
I'm
is that face?
Look, I'm resting my
hands
head on
your
my
hips,
head.
Tom.
You look stressed.
I'm like,
well.
Look, every single line has lit
they
up.
They have goals. We'll get inspired.
Evan's on the phone. Evan, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for me?
So when I was in sixth grade, I figured out that the only way that I could, in formal correspondence, outrank a husband is to have a PhD. So my life goal is to get a PhD so that I outrank my husband.
Dang.
Outrank. That's a funny way of putting it.
That is funny.
You can't tell me what to do. I have a PhD.
You point to the certificate on the wall.
Misses, and it's always, you know, whatever it is, the husband in formal correspondence always precedes the wife or the title. It's Duke and Duchess, it's Earl and whatever. But the only time that a woman outranks a man is if she has a PhD.
I'll be.
Well, you go get it, girl.
What's your last name? I have to know.
Elliot.
So you would be Dr. Elliot.
And you'd make him call you that too, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would.
As
and
you
I
should.
Finally figured out what I will be. It's in early modern British history.
Go get it.
That's a great one to get it.
You
in.
Go have a fun weekend, and thanks for being on our show.
Bye, Doctor.
Thanks.
Dr. Elliot. Here's Felicia. Good morning, Felicia. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Got a life goal?
I do. It is to be at Disney World during Christmas.
They say that is like the magical time to go to the magical kingdom.
Are you seeing the differences between our listeners?
I know.
One says, I want to spend years and years getting a PhD, and Felicia just wants to go hang with Mickey Mouse.
I want to see Mickey dressed as Santa before I die.
I know. And I'm not a Christmas person because it's become so greedy, but I feel Christmas and Disney, it's going to be
It's magical.
Different.
You know, and they do that special every year on TV where it's like a Disney Christmas, and they have the parades and everything. It looks beautiful.
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you going this Christmas?
Oh, no. No. It's
Why?
Been saving for a few years.
Could it?
It's expensive.
Is it?
Could you go maybe next year?
Maybe.
Make it happen, Felicia. Otherwise, it's just always a someday thing, and life shouldn't be filled with somedays.
Is it just you, or are you trying to take your whole family, too?
No, it's going to be me, my husband, and our daughter. So
make it happen next year.
Or just fly solo. It's cheaper.
I want it to be 2019 so that you head into 2020 with it marked off your list, okay?
Oh, boy!
Okay.
No more somedays.
Bye, Felicia.
That should be a bumper sticker. Not goodbye, Felicia.
Oh.
No more some days.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Here's Joey. Hey, Joey.
Joey. Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great.
Fine, thank you.
What's your life goal?
So I have to preface this by saying I'm only 27, but my life goal is to climb 14ers with my grandchildren one day. So to be healthy and energetic enough at that age to do that.
That's pretty good.
See, that's a great life goal.
Gives you a little poke to stay healthy and eat healthy and work out.
I like that.
I can dig it, Joey.
It's pretty long term, but I think it keeps you focused on the... on the long road.
What if
road
they don't want to climb 14ers, though?
Like, Grandpa smells
we
funny.
We don't want to do that. It's too much work.
Grandpa farts all the time.
Yeah, we're not following behind Grandpa Joey.
hopefully I raised my children well enough to raise
maybe
their children well enough.
Don't screw that up. That's baby steps then, Joey. Don't screw
Joey,
up your
it's
kids.
Our job to mess with you. You're a good sport. Let me ask you this. Are you on your way? Do you at least have a child yet?
Yeah, I've got a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Oh, there you go.
There you go, buddy.
I've got 2 girls, so.
Congrats.
Yep.
You're the man. Have a great weekend, Joey.
You guys as well.
Bye,
Joey.
Thank
you for being on the show.
Keep those legs strong.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome.
Good morning.
What's your life goal?
So I kind of am just shooting for the moon. I want to be CEO, president of a company, something like that someday, but I need it to be of a company that does good for the world. I'm not into like the crazy money. I just want to make a huge difference.
Good
well,
for
that's
you.
Really good. Well, it's a lot of responsibility, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, and if
a lot of responsibility.
It is.
And look, and if you're the CEO, you're going to get a lot of money anyway.
Well, you're going to get it,
Sarah.
Right, so that's the goal.
You go get it, girl. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Life goals. We have time for 2 more. Ken and Rachel. Hello, Ken. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's your life goal?
I do a lot of travel for work, and I have to do a lot of commercial flights. And I've always thought, ever since I was in fifth grade when I took a private pilot flight, I'd like to get my private pilot certification and fly myself everywhere I need to go. And then also I can have the benefit of having my family call me captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Way to go, Ken.
That's good.
That's a good one, buddy. Thank you for the call. We got to run. Here's Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're great. Good. So you get to bring this home. What do you want to say?
Maybe you guys can help me out. So when I was in university, I had a life goal of living and working in overseas. And so I worked for years learning the language, getting a business degree, and I did it. I moved overseas in Asia and did that for 10 years. And now I'm back, and now I need a new life goal. I have no purpose. I need some help.
Oh, you have
Rachel,
no purpose.
What's your purpose? You need a special purpose.
So I feel like the middle schooler, kind of looking at the abyss and wondering what's next.
I got to know. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35.
Wow. Did you create a family and everything over there, or...?
I did. I was there for about a decade and got married, and now I have 2 kids, and we're back here, and I'm just loving it, but I was used to having a big goal, a dream, and then I achieved it, and then now you wake up one day, and you're like, what's next?
Just do it all over again. Move to a different country and start a whole new family.
Yeah, but I see what she's saying, that you want to always have something to reach for.
Absolutely.
And you want us to come up with it for you?
Yeah, we don't really know your personal life or your career goals.
Here's what you could do. Just for fun, you could take every one of the goals that was called into our show today, and you could try to do all of them. In other words,
Disney.
Do you have altitude sickness?
Right. Oh, yeah. Pilot's license, Disney, climb 14ers with your grandkids, be the CEO of a business, and what was
the other one?
A
lot.
I think it was all of them.
It might have been all of them.
You got to do it.
Just take up pottery or something.
And that's what you get for being the last call.
Just get a new hobby.
Thanks.
You're delightful, Rachel. Have a fun. Start with having a fun weekend, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Rachel.
I see what she's saying, though. I mean, once you've checked everything off your list.
Now what do I do?
And she's only 35.
It's when you kick back and brag about it to your friends, right?
Oh, wow.
That's what you do.
Anyway, those were fun calls. Yeah. I love the diversity that we have on our show. That's cool.